Saturday. So this is bringing together a few different musicians. We've got Beth Letterman, Julie Woods, Felix Sainz, and David Bales will be performing at Kanamichi. That's going to be a special evening there.
Super, super fun. Some awesome stuff going on. And Baraboo High School graduation is on Friday night. So mom and dad, relatives in town, if you need to kick back and you need to relax a little bit after all of the festivities, you've got a lot of options here on this calendar of events. Now, that's not all, though, because Sunday is equally as busy. So tell us what also is happening. And we're talking more live music on Sunday.
Yeah, to your point, if you aren't running around like a chicken with your head cut off to graduation parties, here are some other options for you this weekend. We've got live music provided by John Gay. He's going to be performing at Bronco Billy's on Sunday from 12 until 3. We also have Bob McNerlin performing at Broken Bottle Winery Sunday afternoon from 1:30 to 4:30. And finally, we have Julie B. at Balanced Rock Sunday from 2 to 4:30.
All right, so lots of opportunities to see some really great local talent. And now, we mentioned it just a little bit, and we'll talk about it all even more next week, but we are gearing up for all of the festivities in town with the Big Top Parade next Saturday. That steps off at 11 a.m. in downtown Baraboo. And so next week, we actually get to start talking about concerts on the square again, because those are coming back every Thursday night on the courthouse lawn. And next Thursday, if you want to mark it on your calendar, and we'll tell you more about it next week as well, but it's going to be Professor Stitch's Original Circus Band really kicking off the big weekend festivities.
What a way to start it.
I know. Oh, it's going to be so much fun. So a full week of circus talk and a whole lot of circus fun. I mean, that's pretty much every day here in Baraboo, but we'll really immerse ourselves next week, right? And get ready for that Big Top Parade. So for people who want more information, though, about anything we just talked about, because we kind of scratched the surface on this week because there's a lot going on. There's also some walking tours, history tours, haunted tours, all sorts of stuff mixed in there. But if people want more information, where can they go to get all of that, Ben?
We make it easy. Baraboo.com.
All right, so definitely go check out that website and find out more. You can also look ahead a little bit and see about, check out all those festivities that'll be taking place around the Big Top Parade next week as well. And so, Ben, you and I will talk again next Thursday. We'll have a full slate of events as we do get ready for the Big Top Parade. But until then, you have a wonderful day. Very, very happy birthday, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce. Baraboo.com if you want more information about all those live musical events, if you want information about Farmers Market, and if you want to check out some of the tours that we're going to have this weekend around the area, or you just want to get more information about the Baraboo community-wide garage sales, or maybe do a little event planning for the next few weeks and look ahead a little bit to really plan out the summer months. Baraboo.com. Weekends Are Best, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Hosting a graduation bash? Let Pizza Ranch in Baraboo handle the catering. Call 608-448-2215 to book your delicious spread. Plus, don't worry about our ongoing construction. Our buffets are still running from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Come and enjoy the all-day buffet while we work on the new fun zone at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Jury deliberations resuming shortly in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. On their first day, the jurors asked to rehear testimony from two witnesses, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker and former Trump national fixer Michael Cohen. Amid a controversy over flags, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito says he will not step aside from any Supreme Court cases involving January 6th.
After days of calls for him to step aside from all Supreme Court cases stemming from January 6th because of two flags flown outside his homes, Justice Samuel Alito told Congress he will not recuse himself. In a letter to lawmakers, Alito wrote that he was not involved in the decisions to fly either of the flags at issue and that both were raised by his wife Martha Ann, adding, "My wife is fond of flying flags. I am not."
ABC's Terry Moran. The Israeli military says two soldiers were killed in a car ramming attack in the occupied West Bank, where violence has been surging. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
One person has died after an explosion and fire at a home on Capitol View Road near Middleton. People in the area started calling in about something that sounded like an explosion and fire at around 11 p.m. on Tuesday night. Some residents reported sounds of gunshots as well. In an overnight press briefing, authorities confirmed an explosion happened at the home in the 4900 block of Capitol View Road in the town of Springfield. Authorities shut down Capitol View Road late Tuesday night as crews arrived. They were able to get the fire under control around 2 a.m. The road reopened for a few hours in the early morning hours, but was closed off again by 8:30 a.m. Investigators from all over the state were traveling to the area to assist in the investigation. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 47. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming mostly cloudy. 75 with scattered rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night. And Saturday, we'll get to 74 on Saturday. Take your summer barbecue to the next level with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
99.7.
Something's bugging, something ain't right. My best friend's 90s and more.
Max FM.
Forget You, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Of course, CeeLo Green celebrating his 49th birthday today, which we learned just a few minutes ago when we ran through that celebrity list. It is 8:13 right now, and Finn, I'm going to go to you as the resident dad on this one, okay?
Okay.
Because it turns out that maybe this year for Father's Day, we want to get Dad a little better gift than we have been in the past, especially once you learn this info. A new study found that there is a good chance that we've been slowly killing Dad all of these years. Now, researchers at Northwestern University found that dads are at a higher risk for heart attacks and poor cardiovascular health just in general. The researchers tend to think this is because there's added stress being a parent, right?
No.
And there's also some added responsibility that comes with being a dad. It also affords less time for healthy activities like exercise and maybe eating right. If your dad was young when you were born, you've done even more damage to him. Men who were under the age of 25 when they first had their kid have the highest risk. But here's the good news. There is good news after all this, Dad, as you're snorking down your donut this morning. If the heart survives the stress that, you know, kids have put Dad under all of this time, Dad, you might actually be saving Dad's life someday, because the study found that dads are more likely to die of heart issues, but less likely to die from any other cause. So that's good.
Well, yeah, I got that going for me then, I guess. Yeah.
They think it's because having a family offers you more social support and your kids are there to help take care of you as you get older. So that also makes sense. Exactly. After all of that, my goodness. Now, it is interesting, though, because, you know, the fact that raising kids, as we've said, it's not for the faint at heart. And now I feel like there's a little bit of evidence behind that.
True. But we didn't really need the research on this. I mean, it's pretty much a given, don't you think?
I think so. I mean, parenting in itself, all the way around, mom or dad, people playing a double role, whatever it might be, it's not easy. There is a lot that goes into this kid raising thing. And then just when you think you're almost towards the end of it, they'll throw like some sort of like loop-de-loo at you. And you're like, oh no, nope, nope, still don't have this life thing figured out. So here we go again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even into their 30s. Sometimes when they're close to 40, it's still, it's kind of the same thing over and over again, rinse and repeat.
Exactly. Kids are a whole lot of fun. You know, my mom always tells me, once you're a parent, you're always a parent. And I guess that's true. I still go to my mama for advice. I'm 45 years old. And sometimes I'm like, I don't know what to do. What would you do in this case? My mom is always awesome, though, because she'll never say, this is what you should do. She'll tell me what maybe her and my dad did in that situation, or she'll give me some other, you know, food for thought. But then she'll say, but it's really up to you guys. You guys make up your own mind. But it's always hard. And I'm not going to deny that sometimes as a 45-year-old, I still don't just want my mommy to take care of me and make it all better. So there is that part, too.
I wonder, I was going to say, I wonder if that's more of a female thing than it is a male thing. But I think they're always kind of looking for mommy to take care of them.
Yes.
So.
Sometimes there's nobody who can solve things better or faster than just
dads.
Mom,
do different
right?
things. We do different things, but wow. And you know, sometimes they don't even listen to my advice. I'll try to give it to them, but you know, that seems to be a bigger thing when they're teenagers. When you decide that you're going to dish out some sage wisdom, and then they don't listen because they think they know best, but.
So Corey and I will disguise it as we'll tell them something that jokingly, but that we feel like is important. And then we'll follow it up with. So remember that someday when I'm too old and decrepit to give you actual advice. Remember this moment when I told you that. So hopefully that, you know, there's some pieces of things that they'll remember and they'll be like, I remember that day mom or dad said this. And then maybe that will stick with them a little bit.
Chris and I were just having that discussion that the older you get in life, then there's some type of epiphany that happens where all of a sudden it all comes together and you understand, I guess mom was right, or I guess dad was right. But
how hard is that to admit, though? Like, it's super hard to admit, especially when you're younger, because you don't want to admit those things to your parents and tell them that they were right. So it is really hard to come to those terms. And then all of a sudden, one day, you're like, never mind, I'm just too old. My kids aren't listening now either. So you were absolutely correct on everything you ever said to me. That's
but why do they have to take us on about everything? I mean,
I don't know.
Why can't mom and dad just know best?
I mean, this is why dads are dying of heart attacks. Hearts are bad. I mean, we got to take care of these things and preserve it. You know, and there's also the fact that you got to think that the heart gets a little jolt every time, like, the kid gets sick or the kid gets hurt or something like that, because that's the worst feeling in the world when your kid is sick or hurt and there's nothing you can do except try to rush them in to let somebody who has way more experience, like a doctor at these things, handle it. So,
The blood pressure elevates. quite frequently.
It really, really does. And sometimes they do it on their own accord without actually being hurt or sick. They just elevate the blood pressure.
How many times do you have that, why did you do that moment, like when you turn to the kids and the boys?
It depends on what kid you're talking about. Now, with Max, because Max, as somebody on the spectrum, he's a very thorough, thought-out person, right? Like, everything Max does in this world is overly thought out. It's very meticulous. And that's been the case since he's been really, really little. I mean, it's just
so he thinks before he leaps.
He does. Yeah. He does very much so. So if I'm talking about Max, I mean, there's been a... gosh, probably just a handful of times. I could probably count on one hand the amount of times when I was just completely flabbergasted by something he did or something that he told me or he was thinking about. Like, literally a handful of times. Then you get to Dexter, and I don't know, since the kid's basically been in the earth, like on this planet, I've been like, what are you doing? Why would you do that? What is happening right now? And that goes all the way back to when he was like a year old. This is a great story. So when we had our very first house, it was an older house built in the same year we were born, 1978. So it was a hearty ranch in a, you know, classic Midwestern neighborhood. And so it had this countertop, and it needed to be redone desperately. We didn't have the budget for it. I mean, you know how it is. Everybody does. You barely get that first house, and you're so excited because it's your first house, and then you think, why am I doing this? I should go back to renting. But at any rate, this was one of those these houses that in the kitchen, it was a complete U-shape all the way around. And it had this little tiny eat counter where it wasn't like the counters you can eat at today where you have the bar stools. No. This was basically table height. And then it came off of the regular size counter. But it was perfect for toddlers, right? Because we just belly them up to the counter in their little chairs and their booster seats. And it was all over the hardwood so they could get as messy as they wanted. And everything was perfect. One day I go to take a shower. Now, this was a dangerous game with Dexter. And I was like, I don't know if I should wait. But then I realized we had somewhere to go. He wasn't a napper. So you took your opportunities when you could. And so I set him at the counter and he was in his little booster seat and he had all sorts of stuff to play with. He had Play-Doh and he had crayons. Now, you know this as a parent. You learn to shower in about 2 seconds flat, right? Uh-huh. Like, you become the best multitasker ever if there's kids in the house. I didn't have any help. My husband was working 45 minutes away. My mama was an hour away, so I just had to make do. Max was always entertained. He always had something to do, and he was always playing with something, whether it was cars, whether it was, you know, something he came up with on his own, whatever. He was cool. He was a little bit older anyway. So I come out of the shower, and I don't see Dexter in his little chair, dripping wet, wrapped in a towel, you know, just checking on the kid. He's not sitting in his little booster seat. Pretty soon, from the top of the refrigerator, I hear, "Hi, Mama." And I... And I look at him and I said, "Hi." I said, "You shouldn't be up there." "I know." I said, "How did you get up there?" "Me climb." And I said, "You climbed. Oh, that's..." Because, see, he could go all the way around our kitchen, all the way around by climbing on the little counter onto the top counter, all the way around, and then climb onto the refrigerator.
So then after that, did you chain him to his booster seat then? Lock him in? Or how did you
gosh.
Do that?
No. I just had to kind of chance it because Dexter was not a napper. And with Corey's schedule working as a contractor for the federal government, his day started by 7 a.m. He was on the road and he worked 45 minutes away. And I never wanted to put Max in charge of his little brother. That was never anything that I did with my kids because I didn't want Dexter to resent Max being in charge and Max feel like there was more pressure by being in charge of his brother. Except I would say to Max, just keep an eye on him. If he starts climbing, then come get mommy. I said to Dexter, I said, "You need to come down from the refrigerator." And instead of letting me help him, within a flash of an eye, the kid stands up and he's about to jump from the top of the refrigerator.
Oh, man.
I'm like, no, 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 no. no, we do not jump from the high heights. I said, you can't do it. But I can. I can. I can. I was, that was Dexter. Dexter wasn't the I can't kid or I won't kid. I can. I can. If you told him he couldn't do something, I can. I can do. And I was like, no, no, this one you can't do, bud. Yeah. You can't jump from the highest heights of the refrigerator.
He's already thinking he's a superhero in his mind.
Oh, man. So it's
he's Batman or Spider-Man.
Right. Exactly. It was little things like that with Dexter that every day you just were flabbergasted by the choice in life that he was making. If it was the tallest slide at the playground and he decided to jump, because sometimes that happened, you know, as soon as you turned your back. Kid's never had a broken bone. He's never been in the hospital for an injury, which I have no idea how. I really, really don't know how. But he's the one that I look at every day. And even yet, he'll do something. I'll be like, what? What are you doing?
Why would you do that?
Uh-huh. Why would you do it like that? I was like, you know, there's an easier way to do that. Oh, but he just charges on with his own thing in life. So there you go. Now, what about you? Was there one that you had to say that to more? I mean, five boys. I'm going to assume those words came out of yours and Chris's mouth a lot.
Oh, man. This is a simple thing. But, okay, so the teenager now, what he does is when we're downstairs and we're watching TV on the couch, because usually Theo will get up on the ottoman. The ottoman's basically the only piece of furniture that the dogs can actually get up on. So Theo will get up on the ottoman. Chris will be on one side of the ottoman, and then I'll be on the other side of the ottoman. And Phoenix usually takes the center spot, or not the ottoman, the couch.
Couch, yeah.
So Phoenix usually takes the center part of the couch. Okay, so if he gets up, instead of just one of us getting up to let him out so that he can, you know, go to the bathroom or go up to the kitchen or whatever, he climbs over the couch. And he also has a perch. He has a perch of pillows that he sits on instead of just sitting on the actual couch. Well, there's so many darn pillows anyway, so might as well use them, right? Second day, pillow talk. What am I going to say? All right. So instead, he will climb over the couch. And then when he comes back, instead of Chris or I just getting up, which we are totally happy to do, to let him up. In fact, we will. We'll get up to, nope, he has to go around the other side of the couch and climb over the couch. Why are you climbing? What? You don't need grappling hooks or anything to get onto the couch, okay?
Right.
Why are you doing that? I don't understand. And then sometimes he will actually stand on the ottoman next to Theo so that he can get around the couch and go wherever it is he needs to.
You can see it in your mind.
You like tripping over Theo or tripping over something and twisting his ankle, or you know,
maybe
you can see it.
Maybe he's channeling Tarzan. He thinks he's in the jungle or something. You know, who knows? I know. Sometimes there's just no explanation, and this is why dad's hearts are bad, right there.
Exactly.
I mean, we didn't need Northwestern to do an entire study on. We're glad that they did to confirm what we already suspected, but I guess they could have saved their time and their money and went after something more important in this world than why kids are killing dad.
I think the better research here is why do boys feel the need to climb? Because yours climbed up on top of a refrigerator. Oh, mine is climbing over couches. Why? What's the deal?
Dexter was my little monkey. He was a little monkey. He would use
Curious
drawer
George.
Handle- yeah, oh yeah. He would use drawer handles to climb up onto the counter. He would use chairs. He would go get step stools. He didn't care if he could get on top of it. He loved to sit on the counters and then swing his little legs back and forth. It was like a favorite thing. I mean, he was a little monkey. If there were monkey bars at the playground, he was on top of them. If he could climb up the legs of slides or up the legs of the frame of the swing set, he was going to do that. If he could climb up the chain of the swing, he was going to do that. So I spent a lot of time just going, no, Dexter, you can't climb that.
Well, that's the beauty when they're little like that, the beauty of it is when you witness all those stupid things that they do, you can just go grab them, pick them up, and remove them.
And then you think, maybe they'll outgrow this. and then they become Phoenix, who's using grappling hooks over the back of the couch. It's fine.
It never ends.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. Kind of makes you wonder how they become productive like adults, doesn't it? Like when you watch them now, you're like, really? That's what we're going with.
It boggles the mind, doesn't it?
All right. But then something in their brain snaps around and then they become productive adults. And you're like, all right. Okay. All of those questions are mysteriously answered, I guess. Okay. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Lots of sunshine today with a high near 73, down to 47 tonight, then partly cloudy, becoming mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high near 75. We do have a chance for some scattered rain and some thunderstorms tomorrow night as well as Saturday. Right now, it is 51.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before, build a big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
It's 8:31 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this beautiful Friday Eve. Oh, it's just about another weekend. I mean, we just got started. We're just hitting our stride, and now we're already talking about another weekend. 4-day weeks for the win this morning. Here's Kool and the Gang on Max FM.
I'm not afraid to
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:34 right now. And this is a weird hour of conversation, you know, talking about kids giving dad heart attacks and all that good stuff. And now there have been reports, Finn, that North Korea's nuclear program is increasingly sophisticated, but their latest battle tactics are taken straight out of basically middle school. North Korea is now TPing its neighbor, South Korea. Now, stick with me for a minute, because this is an actual story. South Korea has been noticing hundreds of balloons flying across their border, not the high altitude balloons that China was sending over to the United States, just massive helium balloons carrying bags of garbage. Now, these bags of trash are filled with quote unquote filth, stuff like dirty toilet paper, manure, soiled rags, scraps of plastic, batteries, random sheets of paper, as well as other just junk. The balloons are littering the trash everywhere. The contents are being analyzed by the South Korean government, but it doesn't sound like there's a secret code to solve here. It just seems like North Korea is trying to be kind of a dork and kind of annoying and kind of a bully. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
This is totally underhanded.
Right? They do admit, though, that they're doing this as a quote, tit for tat action. Yes, that's an actual phrase that they used from the North Korean officials. They say that they're tired of South Korea activists sending propaganda leaflets, food, medicine, radios, and USB sticks containing South Korean news and TV dramas over to them the same way with balloons. I mean, kind of like stuff that people use in this day and age, but we wouldn't want to clutter up our people's heads with that kind of nonsense.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They consider this psychological warfare by scattering, quote, various dirty things near their border areas. So they're sending the dirty stuff back, toilet paper and other waste products. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's younger sister, Kim Yo-jong, who's also a senior official, called the TPing, quote, gifts of sincerity for South Koreans who, quote, cry for freedom of expression. She also went on to add, yep, that we've done some of the things that they always do, but I don't know why they're making a big deal, like they've been hit by a shower of fire. Okay. just letting you know how sane this whole thing has actually become at this point. Oh my gosh.
Not only is this psychological warfare, it is smelly warfare.
It's smelly,
very stinky
warfare. Oh, yuck. Now, for what it's worth, South Korea did ban floating stuff across the border just a few years ago, but that hasn't stopped people from doing it. They argue that they're trying to help North Koreans. So, and I'm sure that's probably why people are doing it, because I'm sure there are some North Koreans who are not happy with their state of life under a dictatorship. But, you know, how do you leave that situation? I'm assuming it's a little hard, and we've actually heard stories of people trying to leave that situation. It doesn't end well. So I'm guessing the South Koreans are just thinking they're trying to help. But now look at what you've started. I just have this image of like the movie Up and all these balloons just floating back and forth over like this wall and this like imaginary line in the dirt and all of this kind of stuff. Oh, this is, you know, though, if this is the way we're going to have some sort of like war at some point, I say helium balloons and garbage could be way better than anything else we could unleash on the earth.
So
let's go with this. I feel like, you know, we can get our little bags out and do some garbage pickup if this is the type of psychological warfare we're going to go with at some point in time. It seems mild compared to some of
to
our other
stuff.
Choices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh gosh, these are the things that we worry about in this world, though. It's kind of crazy. Now I want to give everybody some really good thoughts this morning, not about garbage floating through the air, because that just kind of seems gross. We have our next text to win contest right around the corner. It's called the Scani Summer. It's a statewide text to win contest, and Finn, it is going to start Monday morning, that is June 3rd, if you're looking at a calendar, 7 a.m right here on Max FM. Now you have to be listening, though, for your chance to win, and we've got some really great prizes we're going to be giving out throughout the Scani Summer Contest. We've got Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets. You're also going to have a chance to win a Scani Summer staycation and chances to win every weekday weekday from June 3rd all the way to the 14th from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. So 12 hours a day, 5 days a week, you're going to have a chance to win some really cool prizes. There's other stuff that we're going to be giving away throughout this entire thing as well. Now, in order to play along and in order to win, though, you have to download the free Civic Media app. That's in your Google Play Store or over in your Apple Store. And then just get ready to text in with your very first chance Monday morning. morning. Remember, 7 a.m. hour, and it's going to be right here on Max FM. So really cool way to get some cool prizes. And, you know, if you happen to win some of those Wisconsin Dells prize packs, I mean, we're talking like a little day away, a little staycation type activity.
That would be nice.
So super, super fun stuff. So be listening.
A lot of chances throughout the day to play along and text in and win. And we had a great response to our last text in to win contest. So
yes, it was super, super fun. Yeah, it's going to be a whole lot of fun. But again, Monday morning, 7 a.m., be listening for your first chance to text in and win. Now, coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. It's going to be beautiful today. My goodness, lots of sunshine, 73 for a high. Pretty nice tomorrow. And then we have some chances for rain that come in tomorrow night and then continue through Saturday. So Sean Cable's going to tell you about that in just a moment. We'll have a look at local sports with Mike Ganger. And right now, it's your community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Saturday and Sunday, June 1st and 2nd, it's the DNR Free Fun Weekend for Wisconsin State Parks. This is when the DNR will waive state park admission fees, fishing license, and trail pass fees. And the DNR encourages Wisconsinites to discover a new favorite park, trail, forest, or recreation area and try a new activity over the weekend. For a full list of properties, activities, and maps, go to dnr.wi.gov. And this, of course, includes our wonderful parks around the area like Mirror Lake and Devil's Lake State Park. Baraboo will be hosting its community-wide garage sales Thursday, May 30th through Sunday the 2nd. For the full list of participants, you can check out the Baraboo Community-Wide Garage Sale Facebook group. It'll have all the details right there. But again, this is Thursday the 30th through Sunday, June 2nd. And it's time again for the Reedsburg Fly-In Drive-In Breakfast. This will be hosted at the Reedsburg Municipal Airport, 7 a.m. until noon. It's the Reedsburg Area Flying Club hosting this event on Sunday, June 2nd. Pancakes, sausage, eggs, toast, and more. $10 for adults, $5 for kids under 10. Featuring classic cars, planes, fire trucks, games, food, and fun. It's free to any pilots who fly in. There'll also be airplane rides. It's a rain or shine event. Again, this is all happening at the Reedsburg Municipal Airport. It's their fly-in drive-in breakfast, 7 a.m. until noon on Sunday, June 2nd.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Boys Golf Sectionals took place yesterday, and a couple of area athletes punched their ticket to state. First off, for the Baraboo Thunderbirds, it's Tyler Poker advancing as the senior shot a 75 yesterday at the Madison Memorial Sectional at Black Hawk Country Club. Middleton, the top finishing team, won a key second, both those squads moving on. Sauk Prairie was fifth as a team. But again, Poker with a top five finish with that round of 75. Sauk Prairie's team finished all right next to each other as Gavin Fall, Garrett Middlestand, and Grayson Dunn shot rounds of 83, 83, and 84, respectively. Beaver's John Moon with an 88 finished 32nd of the event. And then for Division II in the River Valley sector, it was House on the Rock Country Club in Spring Green. Lodi as a team finished third, 11 strokes out of second place to miss advancing. But their top finisher, Kogan Guerin, tied for first at the event with a round of 73. The senior will be advancing on to state with that finish. State golf coming up next week, Monday and Tuesday, at Black Wolf Run Meadows Course in Kohler. Speaking of state, state track and field happening this weekend, tomorrow and Saturday in La Crosse. You can actually head over to our Facebook page and check out an interview that our Dave Grant did with Lily Rogers, Thunderbird thrower who's advancing in both discus as well as shot put. She'll be joined there by her teammate on the boys' side, Elliot Romberg. You can check out that full interview again over on our Facebook page. Baseball tournament continued yesterday with a few matchups taking place. In Division 2, for Sectional 3, it was Lodi falling to Edgewood 10-1 in the final there. Then also last night, it was Mount Horeb and Richland Center playing their game that was supposed to be played two nights ago. Richland Center getting the 13-4 victory. So that means they'll actually head to Reedsburg tonight. It'll be the Beavers and the Vikings playing this evening at 5 o'clock. Winner moves on to face that Edgewood squad next week in the sectional semifinals. Columbus had their season come to an end yesterday after Waupun beat them 9-0, the final of that one. For all the postseason details and tournament information, you can always check it all out at WIAWI.org. 10 hits and 10 runs for the Brewers last night as they get a big 10-6 win over the Chicago Cubs. Christian Yelich, Blake Perkins, and Willy Adames all go deep in this game for the team. Two runs in the first, five in a big third inning, and then they add three more in the seventh. Coming in relief, Jared Koenig records his fifth win of the season, striking out three and giving up just one hit and two innings of work. Teams will wrap up this four-game series today. 12-10 is going to be the first pitch for it. Colin Ray gets the go for the Crew, and Jameson Taillon will be countering for the Cubs. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 47. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming mostly cloudy. 75 with scattered rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night. And Saturday, we'll get to 74 on Saturday. Take your summer barbecue to the next level with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
99.7.
It's 8:46 right now. We are warming up quite nicely this morning, working our way to that high of 75. It's going to be an absolutely gorgeous day. Get out and enjoy it if you can. Just saying those words. Look out on Goose Poop Pond, and there's somebody in a little boat fishing. See, they got the right idea on this Friday Eve. It's Philip Bailey and Phil Collins now. This is Easy Lover on 99.7 Max FM.
And I'm just-
some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 10 minutes before 9 now. And Finn, we need to talk about our calendar days here as we wrap up on the morning show because, well, it's all those little reminders that get us through the week a little faster and give us something to celebrate. There is not a lot of exciting ones on the list for today. I'm going to be just dead honest. I mean, it's a little sketchy. Right. But, you know, not every day can be super, super exciting. So today is Loomis Day, and this is a day that is made possible by a man of the name Malon Loomis. He thought of what seemed impossible and gave all of us an idea to see things as they were not, as they not yet were. His idea was wireless communications. That's what he is responsible for. And obviously, this is something we take for granted now, whether we're talking or texting on a cell phone, using a laptop to, you know, search the interwebs, watching TV, or even listening to the radio. We use wireless communication on a daily basis. But this is the day we celebrate him for giving us the first idea of wireless communication. So interesting stuff. My bucket's got a hole in it day. Well, that doesn't sound very productive, quite honestly, but there was a song, right? My bucket's got a hole in it, dear Liza, something like that. This exists, I'm not really sure why it exists, to be honest. Some believe it's a day to celebrate buckets with holes in them, which, again, okay. Not very productive.
Yeah. All right.
Some believe this is a day where we should get rid of our old buckets to fix leaky buckets or to use them for something new, but maybe buy new buckets. There's other people who believe this is a day dedicated to the children's song. Just as I was saying, there's a hole in my bucket. Others believe it's a day for celebrating My Bucket's Got a Hole in It, which was a song made popular by Hank Williams. So who really knows? But if you're using a bucket with a hole in it, I suggest you replace it because you're not going to get very far with a bucket with a
Maybe
hole in it.
Maybe that's what it is. It's just a metaphor for replacing Perhaps. The old and
yeah.
bringing in the new.
Maybe. Sometimes we need to do that, right? We get a little stuck in our ways. This is a bucket I've had for 20 years. I don't care if
it's got
holes in it.
Never going to get rid of this bucket. Yeah.
We tend to gravitate towards things that really don't have that much meaning in actuality. Today is also National Creativity Day. I love this, to celebrate the imaginative spirit everywhere and to encourage everybody, young and old, to basically keep creating. You know, we live in a great area for National Creativity Day. We have so many people doing amazing things in the arts around here. It is absolutely phenomenal. It's also Water a Flower Day. That's going to be hard if your bucket's got a hole in it, by the way. And then finally, we end, because, you know, we like to talk about the food or drink ones last, give ourselves something to really celebrate. It's National Mint Julep Day today. Right? Mint juleps. This is the type of weather that mint juleps are the best.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, it's one of those refreshing summertime drinks. You know, I know they like to drink those a lot down in Kentucky during Derby season
the Derby,
and things.
Yep,
But I don't know. To me, a mint julep, it's kind of like the same along the same lines as a grasshopper, the after dinner drink. You know, it's got that kind of refreshing, minty kind of flavor to it. So mint juleps all the way around
Good
today.
Stuff.
I know. Stuff. See, I mean, we salvaged it. It wasn't horrible, but we made it a positive.
We saved it with the mint julep.
That's right. The mint julep was the only saving grace on that one because our bucket's got a hole in it. So it's not great. Taking a look at our forecast right now. Lots of sunshine today. High near 73, down to 47 tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming mostly cloudy with a high near 75. We do have a chance for some scattered rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night and Saturday. Right now, it is 59.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need. And this year, we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home?
California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Big deals!
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it! You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
Bear Blue's favorite. 99.7 Max FM.
I got my first ring.